AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, thanks for joining me. And if you'd like to weigh in, of course, you can call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news here. So the FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, has pled not guilty to fraud and other charges. There's a trial now set for October pertaining to that whole cryptocurrency fraud, alleged fraud scheme that was going on. The Buffalo Bills player, Damar Hamlin, remains in critical condition. And if you've not seen this whole thing, oh boy, I mean, that's about one of the biggest news stories out there right now. NFL Monday Night Football game last night suspended just with 5 minutes left in the first quarter, after one of the players tackled another player, and the guy who tackled him stood up for a second, maybe 2 seconds, and all of a sudden collapsed on the ground. Now it's come out that he had cardiac arrest. His heart failed. They performed CPR on the field, and eventually he was carted off and taken to a hospital. He is sedated and in critical condition right now. And so that's, of course, one of the big stories in the news today, as well as last night. The NFL has come out today and said they will not reschedule this game or not finish out the game this week. No word on what they will do just yet pertaining to that game, because that was a pretty critical game for both the Bills and the Bengals. But obviously, when you have a player who essentially died on the football field, yeah, I think that's more important than finishing out the game, right? So they'll have to figure out how they're going to handle that in the coming days. And the thing is, it wasn't a real bad hit or anything like that. It wasn't something that you go, oh yeah, that I could see why he was. It was just a kind of a normal tackle, and just a very bizarre situation. But it reminds me, and I know some people may be a little too young to remember this situation, but do you remember back in the NCAA tournament back? Oh man, was that 80s? I guess, with Hank Gathers. Remember Hank Gathers, the basketball player, 1990, that he died on the court. But this was, that was during semifinals of the game. It wasn't something that was like Monday Night Football where all eyes are on the, you know, where all eyes were on it. But it did, for me, brought back memories of Hank Gathers. And from Loyola Marymount, and when he collapsed on the court. Because the reason why I brought it up to me is because first thing I thought with Damar Hamlin, honestly, was Hank Gathers. People didn't know that Hank Gathers had this like hidden heart condition. Like he didn't know he had a heart condition, and until he collapsed on the court and ended up dying from it. That was my first thing I thought of. But the second thing I thought of was myocarditis from the shot. How many athletes are we seeing collapsing, having heart attacks, and having heart problems? Seemingly, were healthy before, and now all of a sudden having major heart problems. We've seen it with soccer. It's been a couple of players. Now we've seen it with this guy. There's a former NFL player who just the other day had a heart attack and died. He's still in his 20s. He's in his older 20s. It's just so sad to me, because there's no reason for a perfectly healthy person like him to have gotten that shot. And if it turns out that he had myocarditis, and I don't know if he did, don't know that yet, but I mean, he had a heart attack on the field. That it's mind blowing. Some of the other top stories in the news, though, are the Colorado murder suspect has agreed to his extradition, went in front of the court, mouthed "I love you" to his family. Colorado, the latest state to follow Florida to start, and Texas to start sending migrants to New York City and other major cities. They're being overwhelmed, I guess, in Colorado with migrants as well, so they're going to go ahead and start busing them to New York City and other major cities as well. I got a couple other more stories, a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get to Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. I-10, I-110 looking good throughout Pensacola. We do have our typical afternoon traffic back in effect for today. So Highway 90, if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, heading eastbound, expect some slowdowns. 29 is looking good. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report presented by ECUA. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a couple other stories here for you. Well, first of all, I got a text here. So how many athletes is this now in the last 2 years with heart issues in the middle of some kind of game, soccer, tennis, football? It's hundreds is what I've seen on one of the online shows. Wondering what's causing this. Yeah, just like we talked about, exactly. So a couple other stories here is Jeremy Renner. Remember yesterday, that was one of the big stories. Jeremy Renner, the actor, was in intensive care unit after having his leg run over by a snowplow. Now we understand a little bit more details. The details are that he was actually helping a bystander. Like he was helping somebody else. He was helping someone stranded in the snow. And I guess sometime after that or something like that, something happened with the snowplow. He had surgery for, quote, blunt chest trauma, as well as orthopedic injuries. So the orthopedic injuries obviously would be his leg being run over, but blunt force trauma to the chest? So we still don't know a lot of details about this. And we're supposed to be getting an update from the sheriff in the area, though, fairly soon. And final big story of the day, Kevin McCarthy, not getting voted in. He's trying to win that Speaker of the House. We mentioned yesterday that he didn't quite have enough votes. He was trying to make concessions with different conservatives. Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle was one of those who was against him. And he met with him this morning, came out of the meeting and said, no, I'm still a no. So he's still saying he's not the only one because there's been three votes now and all three votes have been no. He has yet to been able to secure a majority. Now, at the same time, Representative Matt Gaetz has offered up a new name to challenge him. And I got to say, if I was in Congress, I would go with Matt Gaetz on this one. Jim Jordan. He offered up Jim Jordan. Now, I do think Jim Jordan would be a much better leader. He would stand for, conservative ideals, things like that. But let's face it, the majority of Republicans would not want him to be their majority leader. And I did see a couple of Republican members of the House explaining why they're supporting Kevin McCarthy. You remember when I said yesterday about why, like, you could look at it and go, well, the House hasn't really accomplished any Republican goals as far as legislation goes. So why would you keep reelecting the same leaders? Remember what I said yesterday? They reelect them because their main job is really not to pass legislation. The Speaker of the House and of the Senate, their main job, just the leader of the party. And so whether you're the minority leader or the majority leader, the leader of the party's main job, help you get reelected. And I've actually seen Republicans posting on their social media the reason why they're supporting Kevin McCarthy is because Republicans have done a good job getting reelected and getting the majority back in the House. What's that got to do with anything? I thought his job was to help pass legislation, help whip up votes, help get things done. You got to get reelected. A couple of them, they just messed up. They didn't mean to, but they messed up. They put it out there. People like Burgess Owens and others saying, he's done a great job helping people get reelected. I was like, okay, so that's the name of the game. That's why you're going to make him the majority leader or minority leader or wherever it may be. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Those are some of the top stories in the news today. Coming up next, though, we got your top trending news from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around for that. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Pensacola Mardi Gras kicking off this Friday with the Static Parade and Blessing of the Floats in downtown Pensacola. Come check out Mardi Gras Cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake. It's going to be in front of a Seville Quarter around 6 o'clock. I just saw this from the Babylon Bee, the satirical website. Local man takes 15th annual before photo. And it shows him taking a selfie of him kind of being out of shape. 15th annual before photo. Yeah, exactly. This year is going to be different than the previous 15 years, he stated. Exactly. Yeah, I understand. I don't laugh at that one because that's too true. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Trump top trending news this hour. I'm Joe Ford. The House hasn't needed more than one vote to elect a speaker in a century, and now they are on to the fourth round. Now, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failing to secure the speakership, still unable to get the 218 votes needed. The Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU and remains there today in critical condition at the University of Cincinnati. The team saying they're thankful for the outpouring of support they've received thus far. The NFL says the game will not be made up this week. The number of young children who accidentally ate cannabis edibles has dramatically increased in the last 5 years, according to an analysis of the National Poison Data System. The number jumped over 1,000%. And Southwest Airlines being hit with a class action lawsuit over its holiday meltdown. Lawsuit filed in federal court in New Orleans accuses the airline of failing to give passengers refunds after thousands were stranded. Bobby, where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, let's start with the football. All right. I mean, I was just talking about it a minute ago, but still, I want to get your thoughts because I know you're big into sports. Were you watching it live when it happened?
I was. So I was with some friends and. When it happened, I knew that it wasn't a head injury. They showed the replay a couple times, and I said to the people I was watching, I says, that hit is not a head or neck. I mean, that's not a head and neck injury. It can't be. And when we went to the commercial break, I texted fantasy football buddies. We have a big group text. I said, what in the world is going on with Hamlin? Like, that is not, and they were saying, oh, you know, I think when he fell back, he hit the side of his helmet. I was like, I really don't think so. And then they come back, and I don't remember exactly when it happened, but they come back from commercial, and they show Josh Allen, who does not, is not the quarterback for the Bills. He is Superman for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, that's what exactly, he is.
Yeah. Good way to put it, yeah.
And he has both of his hands over his mouth, and he looks like he has just seen the devil.
Yeah.
And I said, his heart stopped. That's what it is. And so from there, I Christian Eriksen, you know, you were talking about different examples. Christian Eriksen, the Denmark soccer player who
I couldn't remember the team,
Denmark, collapsed on the field during the Euro. I watched that live, and it was the same thing, same vibes that I got from that.
I wasn't watching it. I wasn't watching the game yet. I did want to watch it. I was just busy doing some other things with my daughter, and all of a sudden I get a call from a friend going, are you watching the game? And I was like, no. They go, I'm not sure if you should, but you need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I immediately turned it on, and there was no game. You know, it had already cut away to the NFL live crew, and they were somber. And I'm like, what in the world happened? And so then immediately, of course, I Google it, and then I'm able to see the video and everything that happened. And just absolutely stunning. And like I said before, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm older than you. And so I remember when Hank Gathers was playing in the tournament, and all of a sudden he collapsed. And everybody's just like, what happened, you know? nothing seemed to happen. Well, Hank Gathers ended up having a heart condition that he didn't even know about.
Right.
And so that was my first thought was, even though I know we're seeing a lot of the young 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds having heart attacks that didn't seemingly have them a lot before the COVID shot that creates myocarditis. But, and by the way, COVID itself creates myocarditis. So it's not just the shot. I just want to be full disclosure and fully, you know, transparent here. But still, when an athlete goes down, my first thought is Hank Gathers. There might have been some underlying condition that nobody knew about and something triggered it. It's just so bizarre because, like you said, it wasn't a bad hit. It wasn't a particularly vicious thing. And he stands up and then his heart stopped, you know, and just absolutely stunning moment right there. And I think the NFL did that. I was surprised when they first said, we're going to take a 5-minute break and then we'll get back. I was like, what? No, you're not playing the game. Like,
yeah. And there's been a lot made about that. The NFL said, you know, hey, we'd never said that. That there was just, we were just going to do 5 minutes. I know that, you know, there was, according to ESPN and Joe Buck was the one who was, you know, kind of relaying that. Mm-hmm. This is just me, my opinion and just thinking about, you know, there's probably some sort of procedural thing that the NFL has in instances where, you know, there's major injuries. Cause you know, we're in Cincinnati. We've had Tua Tagovailoa. Kind of, you know, when his head hit, there was the, you know, that not that reaction that we got last night, but, you know, it was a serious reaction. And then, you know, in that instance, there was like the brief pause, teams were regrouping. And you saw that play out on TV where Stephon Diggs is trying to hype up guys. And you saw Joe Burrow throwing and things are going on to indicate that, hey, we're going to try to restart this game because that's just what we do. But it went on, you know, the Bills go from a huddle, they go from a team prayer to Stephon Diggs yelling it, and then just both teams just went back and stood on the sideline and just were in a daze. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just unlike anything that we've seen in an NFL game. Yeah, we've seen those massive head injuries. We've seen, you know, traumatic
nothing
injuries.
Like this.
But
first
of its kind.
Nobody's really saying it from what I say. Everybody's like, he had cardiac arrest and he had CPR. He had cardiac arrest and CPR. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just say it. He died on the field. Okay? They had to do CPR to restart his heart. And so this is the first time we've ever seen a football player die on the football field on national television. And that's what happened. And luckily they were able to revive him, but that's a very traumatic moment,
mm-hmm.
especially for his family and for his teammates, that they just had their buddy just basically die on the field for no apparent reason. I mean, just basically making a tackle, exerting a lot of effort, and that was it. And so, absolutely, that's traumatizing. And like I said, we saw it with Hank Gathers, but it was not Monday Night Football where you have millions and millions and millions of viewers.
It went from, you know, we talked about this, and you know, we were so excited for this game. It was going to be a celebration of everything that we love about the NFL. It was the most anticipated NFL game, and then it literally, snap of a finger, it goes from that to what we all witnessed.
Yep, exactly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. Also, I got to talk about a shark attack not far off the Pensacola coast. So coming up next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There's a Got a couple of stories that we'll get into pertaining to Speaker of the House, or the vote for Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Before I get into all that and top three stories, I do want to share this. 70 miles off the coast of Pensacola Beach, Chad Patty was attacked by a Mako shark. Say what? Apparently he'd been deep sea fishing for the past 3 years. He's seen other sharks while diving. He was doing spear fishing. And he said, so he'd seen sharks in the past, but the other day he said he saw a wahoo. So he dove down for the last dive of the day. And he says, I came back up because I did a dive about 70 feet because I saw a wahoo. When I came up, I started looking around trying to see if I could get that one last fish. And then he says, I started to swim forward and get ready to ask another question. And then as soon as I open my mouth, the shark blindsides me. And he actually has video of this where this shark just hit him. And he says that he didn't even know, like he didn't even see it. He says, usually when you see a shark, you could tell like if they're going to be aggressive or anything like that, or if they're just chilling out. And he said, and sometimes they would just bump check you. He said, that was not with this one. I was prey. There was no mistaken identity. He crushed my fin. You can even see my fin in his mouth, and you can see his jaw and his gills tense up. Oh, golly. So he is okay. Because when I saw this, it was like, he was attacked on New Year's Day by a Mako shark, no injuries. I'm like, how can you have no injuries? You were attacked. It's because he just happened to get his fin, and that was it. Oh, so very, very lucky. Oh, my goodness. That's scary, though. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. So Kevin McCarthy has lost his third vote for Speaker of the House. And they'll now have a fourth vote, will probably take place tomorrow. Essentially what the Republicans are doing now, Democrats are not looking to bail out Kevin McCarthy. They easily could. See, Democrats could come in and they could say, well, we'll vote for Kevin McCarthy. But they're not going to. And there's the last vote count, there was 20 Republicans who voted for Jim Jordan for Speaker. And so they're just not happy with what's going on here. McCarthy doesn't have enough. So what's happening now is Republicans are basically caucusing and they're going to work through the night trying to figure out how they can come together in order to basically have Kevin McCarthy be Speaker. And we've seen this kind of happen a little bit with Nancy Pelosi a few years ago, not to this extent, but basically what happens is eventually they get people settled and they say something or do something that gets them to feel okay, and then they go with it. Now, what's interesting, though, is the votes for Jim Jordan have actually been going up. Each vote that they take place, there's actually more votes going to Jim Jordan. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with this. The Buffalo Bills player, DeMar Hamlin, he remains in critical condition. The Bills-Bengals game will not resume this week. And Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of FTX, pled not guilty to all other charges. Let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll have your sports hit.
Our roads are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is where you will see some slowdowns. This is going to be on the bridge in the eastbound direction due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. So tonight, 7 o'clock, Washington Wizards are going to be playing the Milwaukee Bucks on NBA TV right around 7 o'clock tonight. NCAA men's basketball at 5:30 on FS1. Marquette plays San Jose State University. And then, they're playing St. John's. Then on ESPN at 7 o'clock, LSU plays Kentucky. And ESPN2 has number 3 Kansas against Texas Tech at 8 o'clock. And CBS Sports Network has number 21 New Mexico playing Fresno. It's a late game, like 10 o'clock tonight. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight with you got the Florida Panthers going to be playing Arizona at 6 o'clock. And Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Chicago Blackhawks at 7:30. Then on ESPN, so after the college basketball game, you'll have an NHL hockey game at 9 o'clock. Dallas Stars take on LA. In sports news, of course, a lot of the sports news is all around DeMar Hamlin and how he had a cardiac arrest on the field yesterday. And the Bills-Bengals game will not resume this week. Week 18 schedule has not been changed yet either. And fans have given millions to DeMar Hamlin's toy drive for kids. The family of DeMar Hamlin have expressed their gratitude for the outpouring of love and prayers from everybody. And then in other news, the Carolina Panthers owner, has talked to Jim Harbaugh of Michigan about the job. It was not a formal interview. It was just a conversation about interest in the job. Yesterday, of course, we reported that he apparently says if he's given an offer, he'll take it to jump to the NFL. An NCAA committee has proposed a massive basketball tournament expansion, 90-team brackets. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. So back to DeMar Hamlin real quick before I get into the Speaker of the House story. There was some sort of tweet out last night from a guy who seems to be a doctor. And says that I administered DeMar's latest booster shot on December 26th, less than a week ago. I can assure all the public that he passed screenings with flying colors. The tweet was immediately taken down, and I've had a lot of people saying, real tweet? Was this a real doctor? Is this a real tweet? And so far, from everything I've been able to see, that account it came from is a fake account. So it's not like so he might be a real doctor, but that account is not a real account. So just keep that in mind right there. Back to the caucus, or to what's happening in the House with Speaker of the House, the vote for Speaker of the House with Kevin McCarthy and 20 Republicans voting for Jim Jordan the last round. Well, Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle is the one who basically put up Jim Jordan's name. Jim Jordan isn't vying for it. He's not trying to become Speaker. He was nominated by fellow members of Congress, which is Matt Gaetz. So what exactly what's the holdup? What are they looking for? What do they want? So what's going on is this is primarily run by the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus are your libertarian-leaning members of the House of Representatives. So traditionally Jim Jordan was the head of the Freedom Caucus for a long time. He's actually no longer part of the Freedom Caucus, which is kind of funny. But you got, what's his name? Thomas Massey from Kentucky, and many others. Okay. So the Freedom Caucus was the one that really was saying, hey, we want some changes with leadership. Now going all the way back to Trump's first year in office, remember one of his campaign promises that he was not able to keep was repeal and replace Obamacare. The main reason why he was not able to repeal and replace Obamacare back then was because the Freedom Caucus said the replacement offering from, at the time it was Paul Ryan, is too rhino, is too Republican in name only. It's not a true, free market solution to healthcare. And so Trump brought the Freedom Caucus together with the other Republican leaders, and they were not able to come to any kind of resolution, and therefore there was no repeal and replace of Obamacare. So this is not the first time the Freedom Caucus has created some problems for the Republican Party. this is not the first time the Republican Party, I guess you'd say, has created problems for the Freedom Caucus, depends on how you look at it, right? So what is it the Freedom Caucus wants in order to support either Kevin McCarthy or, you know, or otherwise, right? Four things. They want him to commit to trying to pass a bill to implement term limits. I'm all for it. I mean, when I ran for U.S. Senate, my website was about term limits more than it was about my opponent. Term limits. Yes, I like it. Next, Fair Tax Act. They want him to be able to put up the bill to at least vote on the Fair Tax Act. I just talked about that last week, how I'm a huge supporter of the Fair Tax Act. They want him to pass a bill, or at least put up a bill for vote, for a balanced budget amendment, to have a balanced budget. No more deficit spending. Oh my gosh, these are all common sense things. And then the final fourth thing that they want is for him to come up with a Texas border plan, or at least agree to a Texas border plan and put that up for a vote on the floor. Those four things are what they want from Kevin McCarthy. Agree to at least allow us to debate and vote on those four types of bills. We'll support you as speaker. He's apparently saying no. He's not going to put up a term limits bill. He's not going to put up a balanced budget bill. He's not going to put up a Fair Tax Act bill. And he's not going to put up a Texas border plan. So they're not supporting him. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hopefully that explains a little bit what's going down. Coming up here next, we got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus some interesting things coming up in 2023. Stick around.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet.
That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick update. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Then we'll get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Got a call into our traffic hotline letting us know that we are having some trouble at the Mobile Highway in Fairfield Light. At that intersection, it is not turning green for Fairfield. So we are seeing some slowdowns as those cars are waiting at that intersection for it to turn green, and it is malfunctioning. So keep that in mind. If you're typically going to go through that intersection and take Fairfield, you may want to take an alternative route. Other than that, our roads are just looking typical. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's get a quick update over from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU and at last word was still in critical condition at the University of Cincinnati. The NFL coming out today saying the game between the Bills and the Bengals will not be resumed this week. After three rounds of voting, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failing to secure the speakership, the House has adjourned for the night, so we won't get any more votes today. McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he is innocent of the murders that took place. And the man behind last year's subway attack in New York City pleading guilty to federal charges, Frank James, admitted his guilt to 10 terrorism charges for each person who was shot during the attack on the Manhattan-bound train last April, Bobby.
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple quick things here. First of all, there is a casting call that is coming up here in Pensacola this Saturday for a NBC Peacock series called Sacred. So it's a 6-part series called Sacred. It's picked up by NBC Peacock. They're going to have this casting call for it. And I was reading something that it's going to be filmed exclusively here in Pensacola as well. So it looks like it's about Sacred Heart Hospital. It looks like what it's about. So casting call is going to be from 10 to 6 p.m. At the Cobb Center on East Mallory Street in Pensacola, in case you're interested in trying to be part of that. Then top New Year's resolutions this year. About the same as it's been in years past. Number 5, lose some weight. Number 4, eat better. Number 3, work out more. Number 2, be healthier in general. Number 1, save money. I think the inflation hitting people a little bit, so that they're wanting to save some money now. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. We've got a, we just covered New Year's resolutions. 4 out of 5, we're dealing with your health or losing weight or something like that. And so we move over to an online movement where if people are telling you to lose weight, even if it's for your betterment of your health, you're just fat phobic. That's right. Even though we have a plethora of diseases and things that can happen because of being overweight or obese, nope, you're fat phobic. Oh well.